Welcome to the Herbert Art Gallery and Museum podcast series, bringing history and the arts to life for the people of Coventry and beyond.
Welcome to Boiler Room. This is going to be the new regular magazine style podcast for the Herbert Art Gallery, Museum and our associated sites. I'm Rich and I'm with Dom.
Hello.
Hello, this is Dom, and I say hello too. Do you know why it's called Boiler Room?
From what I've been told, it's something to do with the fact that we are the Herbert Art Gallery Museum, and obviously we were set up by Alfred Herbert, and his, I think his main business in Coventry was to do with building things. Is that right? Building industrial type things?
Yeah, I think he started out with boilers and steam engines and that type of thing. So we could have had something to do with steam engines, but we kind of like Boiler Room.
See, I'm not a history curator, so I don't know these things. We should have brought someone in, actually.
You should have had a look at Wikipedia beforehand.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Right, what we got on the show... Do you know what we got on the show?
I have no idea, Richard. You tell me.
Right, okay. I know, fortunately. Right, what we got is we've got a focus on street art, and I'm going to talk to you about that.
Yep, definitely.
We've got a bit of a focus on Herbert Matters.
Cool.
So we'll explain exactly what Herbert Matters is. We've got a behind-the-scenes interview, and this is something we're going to have every podcast. We're going to strip away the outer veneer of the Herbert and get to its very core of what happens behind the scenes. And we've got that this month, or bi-monthly, we haven't decided what we're doing this yet, is going to be about conservation. So I spoke to Jane Pudsey, that was quite interesting.
Cool.
And we'll also have a bit, Jess Pinson's going to be popping in, and she's going to tell us a bit about what's on in the coming month. So anyway, if we just chat about street art, really.
Sure, okay, yeah.
You curated street art.
Well, I with the help of the V&A. Well, no, actually, the V&A did most of the work. The V&A, Victoria and Albert Museum. Basically, we've got a street art season going on, kind of from October up to January, and we've got three different types of exhibition running from that period, as well as loads of events and loads of stuff going on. The first one is the main one, which is a prints exhibition from the V&A. Basically, they've put together a really good collection of prints from kind of the early conception of street art, 1994, right up to kind of stuff that's been released over the last couple of years. So we've worked with them and we've put together this exhibition with all of these prints, which it's really interesting. It's kind of split into four sections, looking at politics. One looks at politics, one looks at symbols, one looks at actual printmaking, and one looks at the city and the street. So that's kind of the main part of the exhibition. Second one was the bit I curated, and that's a fresh paint bit. So what I did was the Herbert commissioned six kind of emerging or kind of successful, already successful artists, but kind of, you know, weren't as well known as some of the maybe the other artists in the exhibition. And we commissioned them to actually come and paint our walls. So we had six artists, three from Birmingham, who are Aswan, Nuso and Lucy McLaughlin, and then three from kind of around the country, one Ben Slow from London, Panel from Oxford, and SPQR from kind of Maidenhead, Bristol way. And what each of them kind of did was they came along for 2 or 3 days, or some of them did work beforehand, but most of them came kind of for 2 or 3 days, just basically came and painted the gallery, which was awesome. Really enjoyable thing to kind of watch them do their work. And then the final part of it is Muhammad Ali breaking down the wall. Muhammad is a Birmingham-based graffiti artist, and he does a lot of kind of work. His stuff is all graffiti, but it's often infused with a political nature. And so this kind of whole exhibition looks at three things, really. It looks at injustice, equality, and freedom. So there's kind of about 10 canvas-based stencil works, as well as a film as well. So we've managed to get kind of three really different types of exhibition in this kind of whole season, which I'm really chuffed with, and it looks really, really great.
So when you say graffiti art, street art, is this just aimed at young people?
No, not at all, actually. And surprisingly, I think although the launch kind of had a lot of young people there, it also had a lot of kind of, you know, people of all ages, really, because I think it's something that people will immediately recognise because they see it every day on the street. And I think there's